I'm Clay Scott, and you're listening to a special edition of Mountain West Voices. Our series has been on the air now for over 3 years, and in that time we've brought you more than 150 stories with the voices of nearly 250 women and men from dozens of communities in Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, Washington, British Columbia, Alberta, and Saskatchewan. You can find all of these stories archived at mountainwestvoices.org. If you enjoy this series, and if you appreciate learning about the diversity of the human landscape of the Rocky Mountain West, I hope you'll consider giving us your support. If you go to mountainwestvoices.org, you'll find a support button on the top right-hand side of the homepage. If you go to the website and scroll through the archives, you start to get a sense of how this growing collection of audio profiles of individuals begins to tell the larger story of our region. This week, I'd like to go back and let you listen to a few of the folks we've been lucky enough to meet in our travels in the past 3 years.
See, I came up in the heavy, heavy part of segregation shortly after slavery. As a matter of fact, I think my father was the second generation away from slavery. So the fact is, there was a lot of healing to be done.
Pardon of the carrots and beets in militant rows, cut down by the shrapnel of Gaulish jeans. From ambush they fell like dominoes.
In retreat, we skirmished to save the beans for the canning jars, waiting empty and green, wide-mouthed as grackles with demanding maws that would nourish during months snowy and lean when the hunger moon grinning flexed grizzled jaws.
Foolish. The first thing the doctor says to you when you get a cancer diagnosis is, you need to rest. Rest, get some light exercise, take care of your body, eat right. And the first thing you have to do when you get cancer in the real world is start fighting for your rights.
Always enjoyed my life enormously. I have had a good life.
What I missed most was the mountains. I couldn't see them. I missed them more than I missed my family or anything. I mean, it's home with a mountain in the background. Now, the people that are raised out on the flats, they just can't tolerate the mountains. They're scared of them. But to me, it's peaceful. You can go walk in the mountains and you can talk to God. Better than the church.
And they asked me a lot of questions, and I told them that I'm not living with the English. I'm not living with the white people. And so I don't know the words. I don't know their words. I'm a Crow Indian, I'd say.
I realize now I'm healing the psychological wounds, and they're just as necessary as giving a pint of blood, because it saves people's lives, to save their mental health. And I've become very good at it, in that I believe in the healing power of memorials and what they can do for us. And I believe in the healing power of stories, because for me it was always about the stories.
I mean, I just hear stuff and play it. Like, I mean, I ain't good at nothing else, but I definitely got that down.
I said, hey, that's my road dog. I ain't leaving him behind, because we don't do that among ourselves. Homeless people do not leave homeless people behind.
Just because we have a shawl and we have a costume, our hearts are all the same. Our hearts are all pointing towards the same thing.
If our Jesus lost killing and he does not yet get on, last as no yet.
And there's something that's really lovely and something that kind of puts aside individual beliefs or ideas in simple work or in music or in caring for a place or in belonging to a place or sharing common stories. And I think there's something about this place that is kind of important to all of us in that sense. There's a heritage here that's common to all of us, and that's really worth holding up and learning from and preserving.
40 years on the day shift,
You've been listening to Mountain West Voices. Once again, I hope you'll consider supporting this series, which you can do by going to mountainwestvoices.org and clicking support on the top right-hand side of the homepage. Much of the cost of producing Mountain West Voices is borne by the O'Connor Center for the Rocky Mountain West, the Greater Montana Foundation, Humanities Montana, and other major sponsors, but we also rely on individuals like you. Without your generous support, we would not be able to keep producing and telling these stories that reflect the diversity of the human experience in our region. Many thanks for listening. I'm Clay Scott. Transgressions, take my